بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters we are looking at the elements of Islamic identity and today we look at the ayat of سورة الفرقان which is the next one where Allah سبحانه وتعالى said والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما And those who do not witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by it with dignity. Now, one of the, let's think about our world today. The one of, if not the biggest industry in the entertainment world, which is worth literally probably close to $1 trillion or more in turnover, is the industry for porn, for pornographic material. I remember reading about a survey some time ago, which said that in America, they were doing the survey with teenagers. And the survey said that in America, teenage boys see at least 2 porn movies every week. Now, huge industry of something which is sold in the name of freedom, but even the people selling it, they know that this is something which is wrong. I mean, I don't think there is anybody in the world, including those who are involved directly in producing and selling these kinds of films who believe that they are doing a good deed, right? I mean, they may justify it in many ways, but it's not something that I, at least this is my belief, maybe I'm naive, but I don't believe that they think that this is actually a good deed, something that is good that they are doing. But they do it because it makes money. So also, if you now expand that and we look at all the other stuff that happens, what Allah is saying here is witness falsehood. Now, the Mufassirin in this ayat and in the ayat in Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned laghu, which is something which is useless, which is falsehood, which has no worth, no value. Islam is very focused on doing things which are beneficial, not doing something just like that in the name of entertainment or in the name of having fun, things which have really no value, no benefit. Now, remember, we are not even talking about things which are positively harmful. Pornography, for example, is positively harmful. It destroys the individual who is, I'm not even talking about the people who are performing that, who are acting in those movies. It's hardly acting. I mean, they're doing the stuff. I'm not talking about them. Obviously, these are people who are destroying themselves. But I'm talking about the people watching. That's the spectator world, which is what keeps it going. There is scientific evidence, psychiatric evidence to show what this does, what watching porn does to you psychologically, and what it does to you in terms of your relationships in marriage and so on. It destroys those. It destroys marriages. It destroys your ability to have a happy marriage. Young people who are watching porn all the time, those people when they get married, they start off on the wrong foot and they end up with disastrous marriages because of what their minds have been conditioned to watching and their expectations have been conditioned in that line. So it destroys relationships, it destroys marriage psychologically, it does that. It is something which feeds the most base desires of a human being and it encourages violence, especially violence against women. The root cause is pornography. It's the kinds of movies that are made, violence against women, domestic violence. All of these things come out of this hugely harmful activity. Yet it is one of the, and as I said, one of the, I'm not sure if I can say if it is the biggest, but definitely one of the biggest revenue earners for those who indulge in that and who make money out of it. So now the point is, Islam is saying that not only must you stay away from things which are harmful, stay away even from things which are useless and worthless. Meaning that if you sit and watch this thing, whether it's a movie, whether it's a game, whether it's, you know, whatever, your gaming is another one of these things which is, which can be classified under this category of something which is falsehood, which is useless. Again, quite apart from the fact of what games, video games, how they are designed, what they are designed to do in terms of mind changing, in terms of directing thought in a particular direction that the game maker wants it to be directed, thought steering, making people think in certain ways, fueling prejudice, fueling stereotyping, all of these things happen from computer games. The games are designed for that. There are any number of YouTube videos, go watch them, of what goes behind these games. The same thing applies to a lot of pop music, for example. You take Hotel California, one of the oldest and one of the most popular tunes on the net, and see what's behind that, right? I mean, see, it's actually quite salutary, because it says you can check out any time, but you can never leave. I mean, that's one of the lines in that. And guess what? That reminds me of, right? Facebook, Instagram. You can check out any time, but you can never leave. The whole issue is to think, living thoughtfully. This is the key for success in any field in life. It is to think and say, why am I doing what I am doing? So therefore, we come to this ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the quality of the believer, the quality of the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who Allah loves, is that he or she stays away from all forms of falsehood. And if they encounter falsehood, if they witness falsehood, evil play, evil talk, they pass by it with dignity. They don't engage with that. Sometimes people say, for the sake of da'wah, I must go there, I must do this. And this is a usual argument with regard to Facebook, for example. And people say, oh no, I'm on Facebook only for da'wah. What is the Quran telling us? The Quran is saying that something which is falsehood, something which is evil, don't use that to say that you're giving dawah there. That's not the place for dawah. Do dawah in a place which is at least minimum neutral, not something which is on the negative already. So it's very important for us to ask ourselves this question. Now, the one who loves Allah and the one who Allah loves, what is the question he or she will ask with regard to the time that they spend on any activity, whether it is 5 minutes, whether it is 5 hours, whether it is 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, whatever. If a person is engaged in any activity, the question they ask themselves is, at the end of this activity, at the end of this 5 minutes, 5 hours or whatever, what did I gain in terms of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Was Allah pleased with me, with what I did? If the answer is yes, all power to you, do more of that. If the answer is no, then the question to ask is, why am I still doing it? Now, if I don't do that, and if I say, well, Allah was displeased, but you know what, I love this thing. Now, subhanAllah, I mean, may Allah protect us from that. This is the root cause of all evil. The root cause of all evil is to give precedence to our desires over the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called shirk. Allah said, this is the essence of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked a rhetorical question, and Allah said, have you not seen those who have taken their desires as their ilah, as their object of worship? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not even to make dua for them. Afa anta takunu alayhim wakila. Are you going to become their wakil? Are you going to become a intercessor for them? Are you going to recommend their case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? Meaning Allah is saying, don't even do that. Now, if the Nabi alayhi salam is being prohibited from making dua for somebody, then what would you say about that person, and what would you say about the activity that that person was doing? Now, brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, it's always to do with the activity. It is always to do with the action. Allah has no friends, and Allah has no relatives, and Allah has no Allah is not prejudiced in favor of somebody and against somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, Allah is adil, Allah is the creator, Allah is laysa kamislihi shay'un, Allah is unlike anything in creation. So therefore, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, the only thing that Allah looks at is people's actions. If the actions are good, then Allah will reward those people. If the actions are bad, Allah will punish those people. Illa mashallah, who He wants to forgive, He will forgive. But the point is that it doesn't matter if those people were black or white. It doesn't matter if those people were male or female. It doesn't matter if those people were American or Indian. It doesn't matter if those people were tall and short, beautiful or ugly, fat or thin. Whatever, it does not matter. What matters is their actions. What matters is what did they do, what kind of decisions did they take, and why did they take those decisions. And here Allah is saying, who are the people that Allah loves and who are the people who love Allah? Who, number one, do not indulge in and engage in any falsehood, any useless activity, any activity that has an evil and a bad consequence. Number one, they don't do it themselves. Number two, if they come across that, if they are in a situation, if they are in a party, if they are in a group where such an activity is happening, for example, you are sitting in a group in the name of social talk, people are now bad talking others, people are now indulging in ghibat, in backbiting, in slandering, what does the person who loves Allah and who Allah loves, the Muslim, the one with the Muslim identity, what does he do? He gets up and walks away. If he can warn those people, he warns them in a nice way. He will tell them, look, please let us not talk about other people. This is not good. This is not permissible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he doesn't want to bring Islam into the picture, no problem. Backbiting is not a virtue in any religion, in any system. So he can simply say, let us not slander people, let us not backbite people, let us not bad talk people. He can say that even without bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into it. If he brings Allah into it, then this is also Da'watul Islam. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give us the courage to do that. Now, if that still doesn't work, then what does this person do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this person disengages and passes by with dignity. He doesn't get into an argument, he doesn't get into a fight. He just says, okay, Jazakumullahu khairan, thank you very much, I'm out of here. And this person leaves. Alhamdulillah, this is the quality of the believer. This is the quality of the Muslim. I remind myself about the story of the person who asked Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu to define taqwa. He said, have you ever walked on a narrow path on both sides of which were thorn bushes? The man said, yes. He said, how do you walk? He said, I collect my garments and hold them close to my body, and I walk very carefully to ensure that no thorn hooks onto my garment to tear it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, that is the definition of taqwa, which is that we walk through the world ensuring that not only are we not doing evil, but ensuring that our garments, which is the garments of purity and good character, are not soiled by the filth that may be on the path. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here. Do not create the filth, do not participate in the filth, and if you come across the filth, go away from there with dignity. Don't engage with that, don't try to fight with that. That is why the old saying which says that never wrestle with pigs, because they will drag you down in the dirt, and then they will enjoy it. Because you don't enjoy that dirt, they'll enjoy the dirt. So don't do that. That's not the place to talk to them about. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.